Media outlets report that Saudi Arabia is preparing to acknowledge the death of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. President Donald Trump said he spoke Monday with Saudi King Salman about Khashoggi's fate.
I just spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will.
Pompeo's in Riyadh to meet King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Mr. Trump said this sounded to him as if rogue killers could have been involved. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident after leaving his country a year ago fearing retribution, has been critical of Saudi policy. Riyadh has strongly denied killing the journalist. Turkish police were allowed access to the Istanbul consulate late Monday as part of a joint Turkish-Saudi investigation, an important step to European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
We expect transparency. We expect full clarity from investigations to be done by the Saudi authorities together and in full cooperation with the Turkish authorities.
A Turkish publication last week reported a 15-member Saudi intelligence team entered the consulate at the same time Khashoggi did. They left, he did not. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with the U.S.-led United Nations Command, are holding their first talks Tuesday on demilitarizing a section of the heavy fortified border that separates the rival Koreas. The talks are taking place in the so-called Joint Security Area, which the three sides have controlled since the Korean War ended with a truce in 1953. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is